This is Stuart Molina, podcasting from my home studio. Today, I'll be talking about our second Masterworks concert of the season, beginning with François Poulenc's Suite Française, or French Suite. Poulenc's music ranges quite wide. Some of his music is very serious, some is really parlor music, and he also wrote a great deal of neoclassical and neo-baroque music, meaning music that harkened back to an early period of music. And the Suite Française falls into that latter category. This piece of neo-Renaissance music was based on pieces by a French composer named Claude Gervais, who lived in the mid-16th century. Now, another thing that Poulenc was famous for was using jazzy chords, using jazzy harmonies, harmonies that might sound something like this. In technical terms, you would call these minor ninth chords, 13 chords, 9 chords, but suffice it to say, these were kind of a jazzy approach at this early part of the 20th century for a classical composer. Jazz was, of course, being felt throughout the world at this point, and some of the composers, particularly in the French school, were incorporating this type of harmony into their music. And even in this neo-Renaissance piece, Poulenc uses a lot of this kind of harmony. Now, one of the most interesting things about the Suite Française is its instrumentation. It's written for a very small group, using 2 oboes, 2 bassoons, 2 trumpets, 3 trombones, a percussionist, and a harpsichord. So in other words, we have a small woodwind section, a small brass section, a very small percussion section of one player, and a harpsichord. Now, I'll be playing the harpsichord myself. I kind of enjoy doing that when the opportunity presents itself, and I'll do it as well when we do the Four Seasons. But Poulenc doesn't stick with just woodwinds playing, and then brasses playing, and then everyone plays together. He mixes and matches, so sometimes you'll hear the trumpets and the bassoons playing together as one voice against the trombones and the oboes. This orchestration also allows Poulenc to use the Renaissance tool of antiphonal music, or kind of call-and-response music, where two groups of instruments will play in alternation with each other. Sometimes you would hear them from the opposite sides of the stage. In this particular case, he just uses them as small groups within the larger group. The harpsichord adds kind of a Renaissance sound to the whole piece. The Suite Française is in 7 short movements, each of them a dance of some sort. Some are fast dances, some are very slow dances. And all of them are fairly true to the original dances, except that he adds in these quirky harmonies, strange orchestrations in certain cases, and makes it uniquely his own by changing some of the phrase lengths and the like to suit his purposes. The first movement is somewhat of a march, and it opens with a snare drum, which of course I won't be able to approximate on the piano, but then you hear the trumpet and the bassoon come in together, and this is the theme from this first movement. This is pretty cool music. It clearly sounds like it's based on Renaissance music, but it has very much a 20th century temperament and a great deal of humor, which Poulenc was also famous for. The second movement is much calmer and begins with a very beautiful brass chorale, just the trumpets and trombones together. But But as the piece progresses, again, Poulenc starts departing from standard harmony. And so in one very beautiful, serene section from the middle, you hear a much richer, much more contemporary harmony. This is typical Poulenc. Very, very beautiful music. The third movement is again quick. This one again begins with the brasses, but playing a much more dance-like march. And so forth. The fourth and fifth movements go one into the next. The fourth movement begins with a lovely oboe solo, playing a simple melody in 6/8 time. And this develops into a rather mysterious question mark kind of movements, not so much a dance as perhaps an interlude into a very moderate, stately fifth movement. And in the middle of this movement, we have another very typical Poulenc moment where he has a melody that's harmonized in parallel minor seventh chords. This is a minor seventh chord. And in this section, you have this kind of movement. Again, you would certainly never find this kind of harmonization in the Renaissance, but then again, this is a neo-Renaissance piece, not an actual Renaissance piece. It is very much Poulenc from beginning to end, despite the fact that he's basing it on pieces that were written 400 years before. The sixth movement is a Sicilienne, a Sicilian dance in 6 time, and this begins with a duet of the trumpets and bassoon. This brief and fairly mellow dance ends up leading into the final movement of the piece, a carillon. I guess you could call it a dance of the bells. This is a piece that features alternation between choirs of the ensemble. So you'll hear at the beginning the trombones and the oboes playing together, which will then be alternated with the trumpets and the bassoons playing together. And after that, the harpsichord will play as a solo instrument against these other two choirs. And this is the main theme from that. And it ends in grand fashion, but I would have to say also in a little bit of a strange way. It's a piece in C major, and Poulenc chooses to end it in G major. And so that's a little bit jarring for a Renaissance mentality. But again, Poulenc was all about stretching the boundaries of musical form. Although he was working within the very strict world of Renaissance melodies, in every other way he tried to make this a decidedly 20th century piece.